President Biden made it official on his first day in office through an executive order to the cancellation of the permit for the Keystone XL pipeline. The order puts a stop to the 1,200-mile pipeline meant to move oil from Canada to the Gulf of Mexico. Environmentalists have contested this for more than a decade. Let's bring in Ali Velshi, MSNBC anchor and economics correspondent, for more. And Ali, more than 12 years, that's how long this dispute over the Keystone has been going. Remind us of why.
Yeah, so this was a ham-fisted thing right from the beginning. TransCanada Pipeline had proposed this pipeline a long time ago, and they did two things really wrong right in the beginning in 2008. One is they sort of ignored the idea that people's private property is going to be taken for the building of this pipeline, which, you know, you can sort of get away with in Canada. You generally can't get away with in the United States. But the other thing they ignored was the objection of Native Americans to the idea that this pipeline would come close to some of their water supplies and close to some of their land. And look, pipelines do leak. So there, in 2010, Canada approved the pipeline. In 2012, Barack Obama rejected it. He again rejected it in 2015. But as soon as Donald Trump came into office, he overturned those orders and allowed it to go ahead. And now one of the first things Joe Biden has done is he has canceled the permits for the pipeline, citing the risks to the local communities and the climate. And at this point, it looks like this is dead in the water.
Okay, so there was this last-ditch effort, though, to save this project. The company that owns Keystone XL announced last week that it would spend almost $2 billion on solar, wind, and battery power to operate the pipeline and to use union labor. Why didn't that sway Biden's decision to cancel the permit with everything you said in consideration?
Yeah, and in fact, it was an interesting proposal because the union that would have gotten those jobs was a union that supported Joe Biden in the election. So there was some sense from the Canadians that that pressure would work on Biden. It hasn't. And part of that is because Joe Biden's climate proposals are not as big as some of his opponents during his primary and other people in the Democratic Party. So this is a sort of an initial litmus test. Is Joe Biden going to move forward on climate in a way that is completely the opposite of what Donald Trump has done in the last few years? And Joe Biden's executive order states, quote, the Keystone XL pipeline disserves the U.S. national interest. So it seems that the decision had been made on this thing, and the efforts by the Canadian pipeline company to do some green stuff and to give union jobs didn't work. It is worth noting there are only really jobs in the laying of this pipeline. Pipelines, once they're up and running, take virtually no labor whatsoever.
Oh, interesting. Okay. So we know that Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau and President Biden are actually supposed to speak on the phone today. So what happens next? Can Canada or the company that owns the pipeline actually challenge this decision?
Well, so generally speaking, Canadians are very pleased with the election of Joe Biden. It sort of, puts Canada back in its place as America's, one of America's biggest trading partners and oldest friends. But Joe Biden said that his first foreign phone call is going to Justin Trudeau, and that's today. Justin Trudeau's first comment was, congratulations, Joe Biden, on your election, and we're very, very disappointed about this decision. Remember, Canada is the fourth largest oil exporter in the world. Most of its oil goes from the Alberta oil sands to the United States, and if they can't get it out in pipelines, they have to do it by trains, and that's a big bottleneck.
Ali Velshi, MSNBC anchor and economics correspondent, as always, thank you.
My pleasure.